You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Coy. First and foremost, I know tomorrow is Halloween. I think it's going to be a little bit of a damper one, but there are some things that you should totally look out for out there. But today's episode, I want to talk about 10 years ago when I was approached to do Heidi Klum's Halloween look, where she was the tall robot. And Seal was the muscle man, silver muscle man. It was such an amazing experience. From the design team, Martin Esquerda and his team, Nick, who really introduced me to Martin to create this wig for her. It was such an amazing experience. We had three fittings, which could not have been lovelier, could not have been easier, like completely a gem. And then, you know, I'm making it in photos and back and forth. So it was like, when I say the high of this time last year, or 10 years ago, 10, I'm so old. It really like helped. I got to create something that wasn't like a natural, soft look, very avant-garde. Nick and I actually worked on his fashion show when, like a couple weeks prior. So it was like this kickoff of doing Broadway Bears, doing this show, doing Nick's show, and then doing this Halloween party. So I go and I was asked to deliver the wig, you know, the day before. So I did. Stand and all. You all know my upstand for my wigs, my round stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said, whatever you need. Brought the whole thing. It was so heavy, it needed its own stand. Having that balance in the backseat of my car, it was crazy. So I created it with this melting mesh that you kind of heat it up and you go around and it like cools in this shape because it was light. There was so much hair on it. I think we used 22 bundles of hair, all synthetic, really long. It was no joke. And it was this specific color that we wanted to match to the outfit so she all looked like one complete unit. And then we had Daniel creating the makeup with the glitter and everything on that. So that was like a whole nother like side swoop swing to it. So the day of her assistant reached out to me and said, yes, you know, you're coming to the party, so dress up. I'm like, oh, okay, great. And Heidi would like you to put it on for her. What? So as the story goes, she used to just do them all herself. So they would have them made and it would just get dropped off. And this was the first year that she actually had someone else come like, help. It was such a lovely experience. I have, you know, an NDA of, I think, 75 pages that I signed my life away for, but it was so nice. Like, I cannot speak any, like, it was so chill, so relaxed, you know, like everything in, so with that, so I had to get there at like, I don't know, I think it was like 10, 11 o'clock in the city, in the hotel. And I had to be in full garb. So I'm like, oh gosh. So then besides just having the wig ready, I had to have a costume. So I had one of my friends, Nancy Reynolds, come over and we literally rhinestoned this like ghoul outfit that I've had forever and a day. I'm sure you've seen it on my Instagram. I've posted it a couple times and it's quite crazy. I wear these huge boots. I'm literally just painted white like a ghost. I have this big drag makeup on. My hair is huge. From the first original incarnation of that to the Heidi Klum party, I learned a couple tricks. So like all the ponytails, all the palm tree hairs that I put on. I sprayed my hair black. I'm driving around the city. It was funny when Heidi Klum's bodyguard came down to bring me upstairs. He didn't recognize me because, you know, I'm a big, tall white boy, you know, with like blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, so it, hello. Like he was looking. I'm like, hi. I like kind of waved and it was funny. So then, you know, we're up there and she just amazed. Like, oh. And then, you know, I do it. I do my job. I get done. I go, you know, I'm ready to pack up everything. She's like, well, you're coming, right? I'm like, who? Come? Okay, sure. Sure, that sounds fun. All right, well, get in the car. I mean, you couldn't tickle me anymore. I was literally driving to Heidi Klum's Halloween party with Heidi Klum. Ah! It was crazy, to be quite honest. I was so young. And all my stuff and all this. And at the time, so I had a plus one and it was Eve Plum. Do you remember the Brady Bunch? Jan Brady? Yeah. So Jan Brady was my date. It was so much fun. It was really funny. It was so much fun. We had a ball. And then, like, once we got there, I'm like, all right, cool. She's going to go off. No, come in. I'm literally just hanging out with her all night long. Like, we were hanging out. We were partying. We did this, like, so the makeup was kind of cracking at one point. Because then, I mean, we're putting buckets of glitter on her that have been custom blended to match like the whole look, and like she was trying not to smile and she had these teeth in, so we would do this like arm gesture. She had these like big like boxing gloves almost on, and she's doing this like arm just like face is falling off. So then I would go and I would like kind of like touch her up. I should have brought some glue. I was not that ahead of myself for 10 years ago. But now I know to carry everything at every time, including a ponytail holder. So it was really just the whole experience was learning. I did have my assistant JJ help me with fittings and like putting it together. So it was like a whole new like arena that I would put myself in. Well, found myself in, to be honest. And it was great. I mean, I know it's very, you know, talking to yourself and all that. But I, because of that experience, I'm not even talking about like, ooh, I got to do Heidi Klum, but everything else, the building, the construction, the thinking out of the box, the, oh my gosh, all the tolls. I mean, there's so many tolls, that it made me a better business person on who I want to work with, how I want to work with them, what I want to talk to them about, how I want, you know, fittings and, you know, just the whole getting the gamut of running a business, you know? So it's definitely a thing. But it was great. It was a night. I mean, I got up at like 6 a.m. to get myself fully dressed and then I was there working and I had these long sleeves. So I had to tie them up over my shoulders because all I had was undergarments on underneath. It was such a crazy thing. my takeaway is the fact that you have to think on your feet. You have to learn how to condense your kit and bring it down on everything. So you have to, you just need to, I don't want to say think of what goes wrong and then plan for it, but no, you need to think of things that can help you in a pinch, like your kit for, especially now, if you're doing special effects and stuff like that, you want to have your stuff so well laid out and prepared, like your go-to glue that you know will never fail you, your go-to bobby pins, your go-to prep, your go-to gel hairspray, but all of the things. You want to have all of them. You need to have all of them in your kit at all times, at a moment's notice. And mind you, back then, there was no assistance. I mean, it was only you were allowed, sir. Like, okay, coming. You know, and like, you just had to do it, you know? So just make sure you have everything you need in your kit, like legit. I mean, I even brought like brushes and spatulas and like all of that just in case, because I didn't know what was, who knows, you know, who knows? You never know. Always have a little bit of everything just so that you can, when I say fudge, that sounds like you shouldn't be using those words with this type of like clients, but you kind of do, because you never know what they're going to ask for. You're never going to know, like, all of it, all the things, you know, from just having like eye solution, you know, clear eyes, not sponsored, I wish, but clear eyes, just having a little bit of, you know, the clear eye solution in your kit, just in case for the, and for me, it was because they were putting contacts in. So like, you have to have all of these things so that you can be on top of your game, be more presentable in sticky situations, and to show that you got them covered no matter what. And oh my gosh, it was absolutely crazy. I left my kit at the hotel, so I also like had to go back to the hotel after the party. It was absolutely insane. Oh my gosh, but it was amazing. The hardest part for this look was, how do you attach a caged wig to a bald cap without ruining the bald cap? Oh my gosh. That's the thing. I mean, that is literally one of the things. So when you look at it, you can kind of see it's off askew. I mean, once again, scared out of my life. There was one thing that they wanted to do, is they wanted to change how the hair was in the back. So I did. We put some more. It was amazing. It was absolutely great. I loved every moment of this. I'm giddy about it. To this day, it was so good. When we got out of the car and she had to like strap up and put her, like, she literally walked across the street, like, fully done. And then, like, sitting down with, you know, the 2.5 feet of hair that was hanging off her head. So I'm assuming this was before the rage of long hair. And then, as you can probably see in some of the photos, you know, we had to do highlights to give a little bit more dimension, just to break it up a little bit. It was a lot. I used spray paint. I used flower spray. I mean, I used it all. And then the haircut, you know, trying to keep it that nice rounded shape to go with the costume. It was really so much fun. Like, unbelievably fun. It was great. I loved it so much. Check it out. She's done so many other looks throughout the years, but this one is truly my favorite one. If you have your favorite Halloween photo up on Insta, tag me. I want to see it. I want to see how creative you've gotten and see what you have done. And if you need anything, let me know on my socials, guys. Really, I am around. I am building wigs. This is what I'm doing. I am here to educate you, to inspire you, to bring you to your next level of your business. Don't forget, I'm always watching, so make sure your hair looks somewhat decent. All right, until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers. Did you get a chuckle out of this one? If you could hit that 5-star rating and share with your friends and coworkers, that'd be great. You never know who you're inspiring in the world, and I hope I'm inspiring you. Can't wait to have you laugh with me or at me on the next episode. Till then.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.